Theresa, Theresa Koenige 2266. Today is 1/14/26. Theresa is a 59-year-old woman, works at Pulinski, Pulinsky. Is that how you say Pulinski? No, it's Pollinsky. It's a prison system here in Texas, right? Pulinski. Period. Patient works very hard, goes up and down the stairs at least 5,000 steps a day, period. And the patient doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She has two children. Yeah, I think she has two kids. She had a last period in 2000, and then she had a hysterectomy, complete hysterectomy 6 years ago. Was not placed on any hormones, gained a lot of weight. Patient has tried semaglutide, but never tirzepatide. Has lost some weight, but has gained some weight back, period. She reports no history of sleep apnea, but she does have history of hot flashes, period. She has mild nausea. She has also symptoms of cough, congestion, sore throat, and abdominal discomfort. Has had no hematemesis, hematic seizure, convulsion. Mammogram last year, colonoscopy last year. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's married. She's divorced from her husband, but they still live together. At this time, no family history, colon cancer, just old age, in quotations, that's what she says. Medical problems, hypertension, medication, lisinopril, 20 milligram a day. Let's see, review of system as above, 232 pounds, 97.797, 1884, 140 over 76. Heart positive, swim positive, still on clear, abdomen soft, make sure these skin shows, no RTMs are red, Christian Phoenix, red and inflamed, blood's going on focal, anterior chain length, I've not been noted, number one. Sinusitis, number two, Z-Pack, Nixmus, Metrol, Dose-Pack, Nixmus does not want any injections, Nixmus hypertension, continue with lisinopril, 20 milligram a day, Nixmus echocardiogram shows increased core, LVH, next number, leg pain and arm pain, most likely related to patient symptoms, Nixmus no DV2 or PVD noted, Nixmus no family history, colon cancer, colonoscopy is up to date, Nixmus status post hysterectomy, still having some hot flashes issue. Hot issues with hot flashes. I recommended bioidentical hormone per her OB/GYN doctor. Next number, diet and exercise discussed. Next number, she wants to try tirzepatide compounding pharmacy. She did not get a prescription, but she's going to get in touch with compounding pharmacy to get that done. I told her because the dual action, it's a much better medication. Next number, because she's on GLP-1, we looked at her gallbladder. She does have what looks like gravel in her gallbladder. She was warned against the gallstones, pancreatitis with any GLP-1. Once again, we're not prescribing her GLP-1 in big letters. Next time, she had plenty of lisinopril today, so she did not get a prescription. Next time, she's going to take over-the-counter pain medication. Next time, she was given off work times 2 days. Next time, if she develops fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, or any of the symptoms, she will return right away. Next time, hormonal replacement per her OB/GYN, as I discussed above, with up-to-date maintenance, including colonoscopy and mammogram. Thank you.